Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment. Well, the OCA Ranch Rodeo Cowboys Helping Kids is coming up August 16th and 17th at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. Kent Trentman tells us more.
True ranches that will represent the state from the far northeast to all the way out west. We have a great committee. All of our stock has been donated. It's our charity event for OCA for the Children's CFA. At some point in the rodeo, we'll pass a boot, and every dollar donated goes directly to the CFA.
For ticket information, go to okcattleman.org.
OK Genetics is proud of these wheat variety siblings, Double Stop CL Plus and Strad CL Plus. They set high standards among Clearfield and non-Clearfield varieties alike. They deliver on grazing grain, with Double Stop CL Plus giving you a great wheat yield and quality after grazing. If beef production is more important, choose Strad CL Plus. Learn more about Double Stop CL Plus and Strad CL Plus by going to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, biosecurity is always a very important topic. I had the opportunity to sit down and talk biosecurity with Dr. Alicia Gorzica Sutherland about things that both commercial and show pig producers can do to prevent disease in their operations. Dr. G warned that any detection of African swine fever initiates a national response.
Yes, ma'am. So essentially, any detection of African swine fever in either commercial or show pig initiates a national response. And so things that would be included in that is what we're calling a national standstill, which means that all hogs would sit home for 72 hours. Post that 72 hours, things that would happen is establishment of control areas where we would discover where it is and where it is not, permitted movement, and so allowing movement to continue for business continuity. But things that have to happen prior to that movement is enhanced biosecurity needs to be in place. There would be testing. There would be some other conditions that must be met to allow for movement.
Dr. G said education is also very important.
So education and outreach are pivotal because, you know, we need to be able to discuss what biosecurity is and bring it to a farm level understanding of things that folks can do today to help protect their farm, but then also talk to them about what response looks like. So that's not some scary concept. You know, what we hear a lot of misconceptions of, oh, the state or feds are just going to come in and kill all my pigs. And that's not true. That's not true at all. And so being able to educate folks on, you know, preparedness efforts, what disease response would look like, you know, things that, you know, how the state and USDA would do to help with that is really important so that we can stop the misinformation and stop the misconception of what a response looks like.
To hear my complete conversation with Dr. Alicia Gorsica Sutherland, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor. The exceptional drought and extreme drought still at zero, unchanged for this year. Severe drought or worse has increased this week to 5.4%. Last week, we were at 3.78. Moderate drought or worse has also increased to 43.79%. Last week, only 22%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 86.47%, also up from last week's 69.21%. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, most of the state around normal chances of rain through the 17th of this month. The southern portion stretching as far north as Caddo County, they're at about a 33 to 40% chance of rain. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to OKMediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.